I'm Patrick Scahill for WNPR News. A settlement has been reached in a complaint filed against a Glastonbury Metals Treatment Company. The lawsuit, which was filed under the Clean Water Act, means Connecticut Galvanizing will have to pay hundreds of thousands of dollars in legal fees and penalties. The complaint was filed in January by Environment Connecticut and Toxics Action Center. It alleged Connecticut Galvanizing and two associated companies let untreated stormwater contaminated with zinc, copper, and lead run off into Salmon and Hubbard Brook. Both streams run through Glastonbury and into the Connecticut River. Kevin Boudris is a lawyer for Toxics Action Center and Environment Connecticut.
This has been an ongoing problem that the company could have and should have fixed a long time ago.
As a result of the settlement, Connecticut Galvanizing, which treats metal to prevent rust, will make a number of on-site changes to reduce the mixing of pollutants and stormwater. It will also have to stop discharging heavily polluted stormwater into streams.
I think that we all came to a good solution that we all believe is going to fix this problem, is going to protect these streams, and is an example of how stormwater pollution problems can be addressed and fixed.
The settlement also means Connecticut Galvanizing will pay a $40,000 penalty to the federal government, and they'll pay nearly $150,000 to the Farmington River Watershed Association, money for reducing future polluted stormwater runoff in the Connecticut River watershed. A lawyer for Connecticut Galvanizing and a company representative did not respond to requests for comment. Patrick Scahill, WNPR News.